Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here, KRISANNEHALL.com, where we are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. So happy to have you here with us today. JC's got his liberty over security, principle over party, truth over personality t-shirt going on there. I'm just plain Jane Blue today. Welcome to the show, Indiana, Allenton, Pennsylvania. All right, you guys are coming in loud and clear. Thank you for coming. Kansas is present. Kansas being duly represented by Mr. Kramer today. You know, I titled the show, What Reality Is This Again? It's funny you said to me, JC, that we don't live in a fair world.
It's not a just
world. A just world. A just world. California, welcome to the show. So tell everybody why are you willing to say that on there?
I say it if you want to.
I don't care.
I was just listening to the officer Tatum, and I just happened to look at his YouTube channel, and I thought the fact that this guy has 460,000 followers on his YouTube lets you know how dumb a majority of America is.
Sorry, had to let Mac in. You know how he is. He's got to be a part of the show too. Go lay down, Mac. So here's the crazy thing. A federal judge just ordered New York election officials to restore Bernie Sanders to the presidential primary ballot. That's going to be an interesting story,
Florida,
I think.
Florida, did you say?
No, New York.
New York.
New York. Federal judge ruled on Tuesday that the New York State Board of Elections must hold a presidential primary election and restore Senator Bernie Sanders to the ballot. Remember, New York last month canceled the Democrat presidential primary, which was supposed to be scheduled for June 23rd. But the judge says, nope, you've got to hold the primary, and you got to have Bernie in it. I wonder how that's going to go. I mean, seriously, I think that's pretty funny. I like that kind of drama. That kind of drama is awesome.
So, obviously, he's never withdrawn officially. He's never...
You know,
what do they call it? Suspended his campaign.
Yeah. Well, they don't withdraw, because if they withdraw, then they can't keep collecting money. And once they withdraw, they have to disperse all their savings to some other. So they suspend it so they can keep the money for the next time that they run. So I wanted to just let everybody know I have out there the... Oops, that's one I wanted to show. The email phone strategy that I talked about in the show, was that yesterday or the day before? I don't remember.
Day before.
But it is now on the ChrisAnnHall.com page in our articles section. I even give you a little history of the right to petition for a redress of grievances coming from Clause 61 of the Magna Carta, because you know I can't put up anything without being a little bit of a teacher in it. And I even give you some Latin from Thomas Jefferson. I prefer the tumult of liberty to the quiet of servitude in Latin. Can you pronounce Latin?
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to try. It's right there if you want to go see it. Go to chrisannhall.com and look for the article that says email phone strategy for ending stay-at-home orders. And then you can scroll down. There's Jefferson's little Latin there. And you can also download the campaign as a PDF if you want to have it in your possession.
I'd have sent it out in an email just to keep it from the adversaries.
Whatever, dude. I mean, you know what? Somebody's going to post it. I don't care. We'll talk about adversaries. Do you know that I covered on all my social media, and we talked about on the show, how Liberty Council was jumping on the Kansas City, Missouri ordinance that forced the churches to hand over the attendance of the people who attend the church.
Yeah.
Well, look at what Facebook is doing. Did you know Facebook has this new program now where they vet your posts as being factual or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they fact check it. So now our post about about the Kansas City, Missouri taking the attendance rolls is now being reported as partly false. Mm-hmm. By Facebook, and they said partly false, fact checked, because Kansas City did not require churches to turn over membership lists. Okay. Nowhere did Liberty Counsel in their post say that they were required to turn over their membership lists. Nowhere in my post did I say that they had to turn over membership lists. What they had to do.
So Facebook, your notice is partly false.
That's right.
Totally false.
You're not partly false.
You're totally false.
That's right. Facebook's partly false post is totally false regarding my thing. And that this is, they are inventing new and creative ways to censor and block. They took so much flack for taking people down. And remember, they kicked us out of a whole Facebook program because of our post on Crispus Attucks the many, many years ago, right?
So these are USA Today fact checkers, mm-hmm. and they're supposed to follow the code of principles. Are you familiar with whatever the code of principles are?
No, that's just a picture. It's not a hyperlink, so I don't know what their code of principles are. I've never actually read a USA Today article that actually followed a code of principles, other than far left and beating.
Do you suspect
principles.
That? They have some part in their code of principles that says they're not supposed to lie when they do this? Because they're lying, right?
Yes, they're absolutely lying.
You never made a statement, Kansas City required churches turn over their membership.
Exactly. List. Nope, never made that statement. Neither did Liberty Council.
So it's quite possible whoever their fact checkers are violating Facebook's code of principles.
That's right.
It's the Code of Principles of the International Fact Checking Network.
So that sounds official.
So then we can go to the International Fact Checking Network and report USA Today violating their Code of Principles?
You know what? We should do that. Everybody who, because I just got bombarded with people every time they shared that, they were getting this message from Facebook. And so that's exactly what we should do. We should turn in the USA Today fact checkers for being totally false on their partially false information found in your post. So what's worse, JC, telling the churches that they have to turn over their membership rolls or telling the churches they have to turn over the names of everybody who attends the church?
Is there a difference?
Well, yeah, because not everybody who attends a church is a member.
Right. That's true. So actually, probably turning over membership roles would be fewer people than...
Fewer people.
Like the people that are at the church
right.
are not even people necessarily on the membership roles. So,
right.
so that would actually include more people.
Right.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? I thought that was pretty interesting, too. So USA Today is totally false in their report of us being partly false. And apparently, once again, YouTube or Facebook is not concerned about truth. This is, you remember when I posted that factual statement of the history of Crispus Attucks, and then, my goodness, that was years ago. Facebook has, I don't know, anybody who has a professional page on Facebook knows that Facebook gives you an opportunity to boost your post and to collect revenue off your posts. Well, I'm not allowed to do either because several years ago, I made a post about Crispus Attucks, a freed slave who gave his life for every American's liberty, the first martyr of liberty in America, a freed black man, and Facebook pulled down the post and sanctioned me forever for the Crispus Attucks post saying that it was contrary to their community standards. So a post about a black man who was freed from slavery, who stood up for liberty of every American, gave his life so every American, black, white, red, green, yellow, can all be free, is contrary to the community standards of Facebook so that you are forever removed from their programs. I mean, I'm surprised. Every day I'm sort of shocked that we're still on YouTube and we're still on Facebook. They're constantly complaining to me about our posts and telling us YouTube. Every single day YouTube says our daily podcasts are offensive and that they won't share them in their algorithm. Did you know, Frank, quite frankly, he can't even accept super chats. They've blocked him from taking any kind of super chats.
They may block us now that we've called them out. So did
that you, was Facebook. No, this is YouTube, the
okay,
super chat thing.
You got, yeah, Facebook is Google. You got the notice. This was a notice that you got.
Mm-hmm.
So were you able to see the sources that they used to verify?
Well, USA
Whether,
Today fact checkers. I don't know.
Right,
there's
but
no,
they're the fact checkers.
Right.
But what sources did they use to? Or, do you see the sources?
No, there's nothing.
Okay,
to,
no
to
sources.
Collect the
All right,
sources.
So a commitment to transparency of sources. That's number two. Do you know who funds the organization? Did they show you who funds this work to fact check you?
Are you sure that it's supposed to be the fact checkers that they're doing or the people who are writing the post? Not the fact checkers.
No, no.
The
fact checkers.
Wow. I thought they were going to be exposing the people in the posts who are funding the posts, and that's what the fact checkers are doing. But the fact checkers are supposed to be transparent.
Fact checkers from around the world offers conscientious practitioners principles to aspire to in their everyday work. So the code of principles is for organizations that regularly publish quote-unquote nonpartisan reports on the accuracy of statements by public figures, major institutions, and widely circulated claims in the interest of society. Commitment
Ooh,
to
does
non-
that mean I'm a major public
yeah.
figure now?
One, a commitment to nonpartisanship and fairness. I don't know about the partisanship, but clearly, there's not fairness. I mean, the
USA Today is not part nonpartisan. Are you
right.
freaking kidding me?
Commitment to transparency of sources. That's not there. Commitment to transparency of funding and organization. Not there. Commitment to transparency of methodology. We explain the methodology we use to select, research, write, edit, publish, and correct our fact checks. We encourage readers to send us claims to fact check and are transparent on why and how we fact check. Did you see any of that in your notice?
No.
A commitment to honest and open or open and honest corrections.
I don't know.
Clearly that's a violation because the corrections aren't honest.
Right.
You didn't make that claim in your
right,
article.
Right, exactly.
And so they put something completely false. So they seem to be in violation if we're talking about directly, so not that I can go and find out who funds USA Today, find out about their methodology. So let's just say that applies to that sort of secondary layer. They're at least in violation of one, which is the commitment to open and honest corrections. I didn't see a link as you're showing me that thing methodology
like
and funding sources and all that sort of stuff. So they may in fact be in violation of at least 4 out of 5 of these principles.
Yeah. All right, so here we go, JC. Let's go ahead and do this then. This is actually my post. Let's see where this goes. Okay, so this is my post. It says, partly false information checked by independent fact checkers, CY. Okay, so we clicked on the CY part. All right, and there you go, the USA Today fact check. All right, curious how Facebook works with independent fact checking? No, that's not what I want. Let's see this. What happens when we click on that? Oh. That doesn't tell me anything specific about my fact-checking thing, does it?
Goes back to the code of principles so that we get them from this list from the fact-checking network. And so USA Today would be on the list. So apparently that's as far as it goes for Facebook.
Yeah.
They just go to the list, and then they're on the list, and the people on the list agree to follow these principles.
Right. How about this? Doesn't... So let's go back and see what the other hyperlink then does. So the other hyperlink, we clicked on that one. Let's see what the learn more does. Does this click on anything? Does that just take us to the... Oh, there we go. Oh, look at this. We got a whole new article there, JC. Fact checks, Kansas City didn't require to turn over membership lists.
So instead of going to the article you shared,
yes,
it blocks it and takes it to this article that makes a claim against something
that
was
said.
Not said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Liberty Counsel, Florida-based nonprofit Christian organization, has litigated cases. Let's see. Okay, so Liberty Counsel's post said that it demanded turnover membership lists.
So they're referring to
the Liberty Counsel post.
Article.
Uh-huh, which I didn't hyperlink to, by the way. I only put up the picture.
So this is an AI,
yes,
reading the pictures even.
This is an AI reading the picture. See, I just have a picture, mm-hmm, up there. So there you go.
Fascinating.
It's fascinating, isn't it, how it works, how the AI works, isn't it? Hmm. Well, nonetheless, there you have it. Censorship at its finest. Hey, are you aware?
Well, it's funny that the equivocation, right? So they're, mm-hmm, they're focusing, like, they don't care that they're requiring these names of the people attending. No, it's just the fact that you said membership
list.
No, it's,
yeah,
not that list. It's just they just want a list there today.
A more comprehensive list than, you know, so the membership list.
So that's,
like, that would be okay. It'd be all right if it was just the membership list.
That's not,
right?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Just okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's not fact checking. That's propaganda.
Yes.
That is not fact checking. So fact checking would be to say, well, the essence of the statement is true, but, you know, a minor point, they're not asking for a membership list.
Mm-hmm.
However, it could possibly be even worse because they want a list of who happens to be there that day on any given day, which could amount to even more individuals than the membership list would contain. That would be fact check.
Right.
That is propaganda. Oh, this is false. They didn't say membership list. Okay.
Do you know anything about the mayor?
We don't care if you're members, just that you go there.
Right, right. Which is more than...
But I'm not a member! We gotta have your name anyway.
Gotta have your name.
Your
address.
You're
phone
going
number.
On a list. Yeah. You may not be on their list.
You're not on the membership.
But you're gonna be going on this list when we get the list of names from every service that you guys attend.
Well, the mayor of Chicago, JC, is a piece of work. I've got this up here
she
for
is.
You. She is absolutely a piece of work. You're gonna like this second video that I have. But look at what I got. We've got Lori Lightfoot, mayor of Chicago, is got her hair cut.
Same thing the lady did in Dallas.
Got her hair cut, and when people started jumping on her, mm-hmm, for getting a haircut, her response was, "I'm the public face of the city. I'm on national media, and I'm out in the public eye. Therefore, getting a haircut is a necessity for me."
Is that the equivalent? Is that the modern equivalent of let them eat cake?
Let them eat peas.
Wow.
Absolutely. You know, I have been teaching the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists for 8 weeks now at the River School of Government, and we've been talking specifically about the evil influence in government. And I can't tell you how many times our founders used the words avarice, greed, vanity, and the old English word for narcissism, right, to describe what wicked government looks like. This Lori Lightfoot, to me, is the epitome of wickedness in government. Watch this now. Watch this video, Jason. I'm gonna pop this back up here, make sure we're all set up right. Watch this video. Now, this is on Twitter again. I made it as big as I could, and I made sure the sound is working. So here we go. So this person right here is Mayor Queen Lori Lightfoot. This is apparently her flash mob, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her press gang, as it were. I wonder how many people know what a press gang is. Do you know what a press gang is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a press gang is a hired bunch of mercenaries that are hired to go and capture slaves, right? Mm-hmm. So this is Lori Lightfoot, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, and her press gang, along with her media publicity in tow, who are now going to go up to a playground, a basketball court of kids playing. So watch. By the way, you have to listen a little bit closely because the camera's not up on the speaker. But I'm going to play it all the way to the end because you can't see it very well, but this young man right here, this young man is going to make a very, very valid point here. Or it may be this young man over here. It was one of them wearing white, but watch this.
I love how he's just standing there like, what's up?
Let's move on.
Wait. Shh.
Hey, all that over 20, y'all ain't the fan. Screw it. Talk about go home. You go home.
Did you catch that?
What did he say?
He said, why y'all walking around? He said, y'all need to find a cure. Why are you talking about going home? You go home. Did you catch that? That is so awesome. Why are you talking about? Now, look. Are they social distancing here? I mean, seriously, do we got some social distancing going on there? You look at the officers. I don't know if you can see them all ganged up over there.
They're all doing the same thing.
They're right? Yes.
So you have the group of government officials on one side.
Uh-huh.
The kids on the other side.
Right.
Both groups are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
What makes this group on the right hand of our view special?
Magically, because they're not violating the law on the right, but on the other side of the fence, on the other side of the tracks, they're violating the law.
So that's your rulers and masters. So they can do what they're telling you not to do. We can congregate and walk up and down the sidewalk in a group like a gang, but you can't walk up and down the sidewalk. You can't hang out in a group.
Mm-mm.
We can hang out in a group.
Right.
Same thing. You can't go to the salon and get your hair cut, but I can go to the salon and get my hair cut. That has been the consistent theme through this entire so-called crisis. Well, and again, here we're going to get censored, right? COVID crisis. This has not been a COVID crisis. This has been a crisis of tyrannical government. That's the crisis we're in.
A crisis of courage in the people
as
well.
And this constant hypocrisy that we've talked about over and over again, do what I say, not while I do what I do. While they're telling you not to do behavior X, they are standing there engaging in behavior X that they say you can't do.
Look at this here. We've got this young man.
In fact, the teenagers are farther apart than the people telling them to disperse.
Absolutely. And they're being active. In you know, physically active, which all of the stay-at-home orders do, you know, make sure you get physically active. They're out in the sun. I want to see if you guys can hear this again, because I just,
okay.
I love this kid.
All that over 20, y'all ain't the fan. Screw it. Talk about go home. You go home.
You go home.
You need to go find a cure. You talking about go home. You go home. In other words, what, and that's what struck me, just what he's saying, what exactly are you doing out here?
The kid gets the hypocrisy.
Yeah. What are you accomplishing? And to take it even further, let's point out, this is the mayor in the middle of that. Okay, did you catch that? The mayor herself, with cameras, with news cameras, with media capturing everything.
And her press gang.
She's policing the streets. So this is complete political optics. She making some media video of her out there playing
JC,
Captain Marvel.
I wonder how many such walks the mayor of Chicago has done through the streets of Chicago to chase away the drug dealers.
Right.
How many walks down the streets of Chicago has Mayor Lori Lightfoot made to reduce and chase off criminals? She gonna go run kids off from playing basketball like she's some, you know, she's
theater.
Not a superhero. It's a theater because she's got her whole entourage with her, right?
This is theater.
She doesn't. Why isn't she doing the same theater to go stop crime? I mean, seriously, where's she running those kids off to? Those kids aren't hurting anybody. They're not committing any crimes. They're not robbing. They're not engaging in drug activity. They're not beating anybody up. They're not stealing anything. And yet she's going to go run them off. How many walks has she done to reduce crime in Chicago?
I think what's happening, she's watching the lefty reaction to Governor Whitmer. Right, Whitmer's an idiot. But the left media, you know, brag on her. She's a spotlight, and she's pushing. You know, she's in the contention to be vice presidential candidate. Blah blah blah. So I think Lightfoot's looking on, going, "Hey, I can do that. Hey, it's my turn." And so now she's creating this media theater.
They're all political prostitutes.
Need to move along.
That's what they are. They're
move along. Keep moving.
Political prostitutes, that's all they are. They want their worship, they want whatever they can, and they're willing to sell their souls to get it. And that's just all there is to it.
By the way, I had to laugh at the whole Governor Whitmer narrative, because you remember we watched, well, you didn't watch much of it, but I watched the response, right? The Democrat response. They gave her the Democrat presidential response or whatever. And I remember watching it going, wow, this lady sounds like an idiot. What? This is awful. This is terrible. She can't speak. She sounds like a doofus. And then the left just, it was almost like, well, it's not almost like, a total brainwashing. It was like a Jedi mind trick. You know, these aren't the droids you're looking for.
Right.
So I watch this and go, wow, that's pathetic. Although I have the same reaction to Bobby Jindal when he did that thing. And the Republicans did the same thing with him because he was terrible. Sounded like Kermit the Frog, doofus, when he gave the response against Obama. I was like, who is this idiot? And they were trying to puff him up. So same thing, Whitmer, and I think, wow, these presidential response speeches, like they get the biggest buffoons and idiots to say this. Then the next day, the media was like, oh, that was great. Like they were brainwashing people. That was great. She's a great speaker. Look how smart she is. You know, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Her political star is rising. And so the people go, her political star is rising. She's a great speaker. That was fantastic. What a wonderful response. And I'm watching it now, like, when they said she entered the scene on her Democratic response speech and she's climbed the ladder, been in the spotlight, and look what she's done. Her star's rising, vice presidential candidate. And I was like, are we talking about the same person? So I think Lightfoot is watching all that, and it's the same kind of, the brainwashing is washing over her. Although she's been in the spotlight, she stood at the podium in the middle of the street, she sounded like an idiot, she sounded like a tyrant. And same narrative. Boy, look at Lightfoot. That's going to be the thing that follows the media. Look at the Lightfoot, and she's out there on the streets. Boy, this is a politician who's of the people. She's out there, like, taking command, dispersing the crowd, keeping people safe, single-handedly, in person.
Boop, boop,
this
boop.
Is amazing.
Dun, okay. Da, da, da.
Wow. Just, if you didn't laugh, right? You'd cry. You have to laugh at this stuff.
So JC's got t-shirts up at godsgunsliberty.com. Great new t-shirts up there. I love these stars and stripes down here at the bottom. It actually says liberty is essential, and then in each stripe has each of the liberties from the First Amendment, plus the right to keep and bear arms is the green one in the middle. Plus you have the colorful version, the festive version right there. And then, of course, we've got our pro-gun. And you know what? People love the church is essential. That's bottom. My favorite one is the Liberty Addict t-shirt. I love that one. We've got Liberty here. And then this is the join or die, chrisannhall.com.
You know,
join or die the chrisannhall.com.
And I made an Instagram page for the store.
Oh, sweet.
And the Facebook page for the store.
Okay, great.
At God Guns Liberty on IG. But it's funny. So, and I've been posting the shirts there, and man, it has triggered. It is so triggering the lefty. So it's awesome. Like, that's totally worth it.
Just I don't have on Instagram or Facebook?
Both.
Oh.
I don't know. You probably can't. I haven't. They're not like public comments, but
yeah,
they come back in the comments. Like, they are totally triggered. It's hilarious.
Yes.
So I'm really loving it. I put the one, the one with the stars we showed yesterday with the Betsy Ross stars.
Uh-huh.
And then in the middle it says, I have 1776 reasons why.
Is that one up there now?
Liberty is essential. It's on the store. That totally triggered the lefties, man. They went nuts.
Show
the blue one down there.
Blue one down there. Okay.
And that's the one.
I got 1776 reasons why liberty is essential.
Yep, man.
That is awesome.
So that's a good one. You want to trigger the lefties? That one was triggering them left and right. I don't know why. And the one with the gun where it says the guns right being necessary to
this
the security
one.
Of free state shall not be infringed. That one really was setting them off too. So those two, for whatever reason.
Plus, you get the back on this one.
Yeah.
The back on this one's got the crosshairs on it.
And
every liberal is triggered by crosshairs.
Yeah, you remember the whole Sarah Palin thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess because there's like three whole guns on the front, so it's just too much. It's too much for them.
I had a T-shirt once, JC, that said, "Party like it's 1773.
You got that from the Boston Tea Party Museum.
I did. Party like it's 1773. And that thing triggered people. What do you mean? You've got the wrong year. You're so stupid. You don't even know what that means. It's 1776, not 1773. I was like, are you dumb? Are you that dumb? Are you that dumb? Hey, Nate, great to see you. Roll Tide, Nate donation. He's going to do that every day. Nate with his Roll Tide super chat. See, I'm not personality.
We can't keep saying that every show.
I can't. Nate. I can because I'm not a party loyalist, oh, JC. I'm loyal to Nate. I'm not loyal to no party.
Come on. Just a contrarian. That's why.
Oh, is that how that goes? Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. So I wanted to tell you, JC, we speaked.
I like that word.
We speaked to Ronald Wilshire, right there. And JC is going to be turning this into a T-shirt for us. Peaceful noncompliance is not breaking the law. Peaceful noncompliance is what we the people engage in when government breaks the law.
That's a great quote.
Really work out when I made it big there, but you guys know what it gets.
Great quote.
Thank you very much. Are you ready to move on to the Dallas salon owner? Because this has just exploded, JC.
Yeah, that's what
absolutely exploded. Yeah. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but I wanted to do some digging, and there's so much better stuff out now. I mean, people have jumped on this like white on rice. That's what you told me. That's a racist statement these days, white on rice. It's not a racist statement. Whatever. So just as a reminder to you, okay? Oops. Back. There we go. Just as a reminder to you, the Dallas salon owner who refused to close, sentenced to 7 days in jail and ordered to pay fines. Now, that on the face of it, JC, is absolutely outrageous, okay? I was a criminal prosecutor for a decade. I saw repeat criminals get lesser sentences than that. And all she did was open her business. Now, what's even worse, I'm gonna play this next. This is actually an excerpt from the hearing. And I'll put this on here so you can see it before I start it. This is the judge down here. Notice the court reporter is not wearing a mask, mind you. Notice how much of an idiot the judge is in wearing his mask, which, by the way, looks like a dust mask, right?
It is.
One of those big bubble dust masks, like if you're drywalling like your house yeah, or something.
In your carpentry shop.
And he doesn't even have it on his nose, and he's got the mask over his glasses. Hmm. Right? So this is just dog and pony show.
He was appointed by the old Democrat governor of Texas.
There he is right there.
Female.
There he is right there.
Yeah.
He has a bromance with Barack Obama. Okay? I'm not saying, okay, that makes him a bad guy.
What was her name? Ann?
I don't know.
Ann. Somebody will tell me.
Have you seen this video, JC?
Governor Ann.
Have you seen this video?
I have not. I heard some of the comments that he made.
All right. Well, wait. Okay, I got to turn it up all the way. Wait till you hear this.
That you now see the error of your ways and understand that the society...
I have to start over because JC's face... The minute he said, now that you see, do you see the error of your ways? What a condescending, pompous ass. I'm sorry, SEC. Asinine. There we go.
That you now see the error of your ways and understand that the society cannot function where one's own belief in a concept of liberty permits you to flaunt your disdain for the rulings of duly elected officials.
What did he say? The rulings.
The rulings of duly elected officials. Your individual concept of liberty allows you to flaunt a disdain for the rulings of duly elected officials. This dude, seriously. And what's sad, JC, what's sad is this is not a rare mentality or ideology in America. People believe, especially of the leftist persuasion, they believe that we have rulers. This is just natural language for them.
You owe an apology to the elected officials whom you disrespected.
CJC, these stuff never happens to you.
I'm trying not to.
It never happens to you.
Can you have to bleep stuff out.
Hey, you guys. Hey, out there, you guys know. Hey, Florida bearded fisherman. Oh, sorry. Wrong. There we go. Florida bearded fisherman says, I sent the judge a constitution and a post-it note saying you took an oath to the constitution. Shame on you and God bless you, Shelley Luther. I think that we need to engage in an active campaign against this judge. Yes. I mean, seriously active campaign against this judge.
Ann Richards, that's correct.
Ann Richards, there you go, they help you. Ann Richards. So here you have the judge telling her that she has to apologize. Let's go ahead and get that again.
Apology to the elected officials whom you disrespected, but flagrantly ignoring, and in one case, defiling their orders.
Defiling?
Now,
yes.
Did he say defiling?
He said defiling their orders.
Not this again.
Seriously.
They see themselves as gods.
Yes.
I swear to
you.
Here he evokes this religious language again.
Yes.
Defiling.
Yes. Yes. JC, your face is turning red. They can see your face red. They can see your body language. Let me ask you, JC, if you had been this lady and the judge had been speaking to you, where would you be right now?
Same place she is.
Yeah, she's not actually in jail.
Oh, I'd have got more than 7 days.
Yeah.
No, I'd probably been tased like LaVoy's or like the Bundy's attorney. Rest in peace.
Yeah. You're right, Nate. The judge owes an apology to the American people.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna write.
No, it would have been unfortunate that it was recorded because I would probably have shamed myself as a preacher. I probably would have had to repent for language used.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not, I mean, because here's, and I, you know, you can criticize, what all you churchy people, you can criticize, I really don't care. But at that point, you know, my thought is, I mean, you already see what's happening. You know what I mean? It's already going down.
Yeah.
So if I got to go, I'm not just going to stand there and be like, okay, nah. I mean, he's making a scene, so I'm going to make a scene.
Right.
That's
right.
The way I'm going to go out.
Right. Because
to me, I'm thinking, if I'm already in that case, then, you know, what has happened, I don't use inadvertently, but what has happened is you've been given a platform. Now you have a platform.
Right.
So I'm going to use my platform, and I'm going to make sure attention is drawn to this incident. It would be on every network on the planet. I would make sure of that. So I think, you know, it's one of those things, never let a crisis go to waste would be my mentality in that scenario.
I just don't
I'm not
think...
recommending that to everybody. I'm just saying. Some of us know what I'm talking
about. I just don't think that my inner Patrick Henry could sit still in the midst of that. Owe an apology to the representatives for defiling their ruling?
I don't work for you. You work for me.
Yes. Yes.
You're not my master. I'm not a slave.
Yes.
I didn't do anything to you. This is my business, not your business. You shut down my business. I didn't do anything but go to work, try to provide for my family.
Yeah. He said you need to, later on, you can read it. The recording doesn't actually say. They don't, or at least this portion of the recording doesn't say, but asks her to explain why she's being so selfish in opening her business.
I would love that question.
That would be a great question. I would love that. She actually answered very well. She says, I don't think it's selfish to provide for my family.
Yeah.
That is not a selfish thing. What's selfish? Now, I would have continued and said, what's selfish is for you to sit up there on your tower and tell me that I can't operate a business that I own, that I can't provide for a family that belongs to me. It's not your job to provide for my family. It's not my representative's job to provide for my family. This business doesn't belong to you. You didn't make it. I made it. I sacrificed. I did it. It's my business. And what's selfish is for you to tell me that I have to close my business because a few high-risk people don't want to take responsibility to protect their own lives. And some highfalutin, egotistical megalomaniac representatives who have absolutely no regard for rights, no regard for the Constitution whatsoever, think that they can sit there and tell me what I can and cannot do and how I can and cannot comply with the very freaking first law of nature, my duty of self-preservation. And then it would have gone downhill from there.
Amen. And I'm probably... The thing at the heart of this, the whole concept of this business of essential, non-essential, I believe I'd have to address that. What makes you essential and I'm non-essential? Who in the world gave you the authority to look out upon the land and to decide who is essential and who's non-essential?
I would say the only reason you sit there and think you're essential is because my business pays your salary.
Right.
You believe you're essential because I give you a job.
It makes me think of Jack Nicholson in the Few Good Men.
Yeah.
Right? You sleep under the very blanket of security which I provide and then question the manner in which I provide it. Right? I pay your salary, and then you're going to tell me I can't go to work?
Not only that, you're going to tell me that I can't be an adequate judge of my own liberty. Perhaps you missed that whole clause, we the people. Okay? Because the last time I checked, we are not a monarchy, we are not an oligarchy, and you are not my king. I don't live in a fiefdom. I am not a serf, nor am I a servant, and I'm not going to lay down and bow before you and beg for your forgiveness.
So
Thank
clearly,
you very much.
Clearly we'd have been in jail for a while.
Both of us. Both of us. Now, here's the thing. She's actually, and she has told them, I am still going to run my business.
Every freaking business is essential.
Yes.
Every business is essential. People not out there working for fun because they got nothing better to do. People go to the job so that they can get magic paper Federal Reserve notes, and as long as people will take it, they have to go buy food for their family. This, come on, what is non-essential about any business? And it just chaps my hide, just as you said, the people who we employ. You are our employees looking at us saying we're not essential. If we're not essential, give me back that paycheck and you go home. We don't need you anymore.
Be like the little boy on the playground. What you talking about? Me go home. You go home.
Yeah, you go home.
You go home.
You close down your business.
Yeah.
Oh, bald head, knuckle dragon idiot. These people crippled too high for crutches. I tell you what.
Okay, so here's the thing. She was sentenced to 7 days in jail, said my salon's going to stay open. They're fining her $500 a day. I think we can come up with that.
Yeah.
I think we can come up with something to $500 a day. Seriously, I'm going to find out. I'm going to try to get in touch with her. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to JC about this, but
do
I'm
it.
Sure he's
do
on.
It.
I'm going to get in touch
we'll
with
cover
her.
A day.
Thank you. That's it. We'll cover a whole day. I will send her $500 and cover a whole day. That's my contribution, and I challenge everybody else out there to chat to cover her $500 a day. Cover, I mean, seriously, you could get 100 people to cut or 5 people to cut $100 by 5 people, and they've covered a day.
Mm-hmm.
She only, here's the thing, JC, she only has till Friday.
Right?
This is the other thing that really, it's just what we were talking about on Monday, right? This is what we're talking about on Monday. How is it that I can stand on a beach at 12 a.m. and be committing a crime, and then at 12:01 a.m., I'm standing in the same exact place, and I'm not committing a crime? So she's committing a crime now, and some kind of magic thing happens between now and Friday that makes it no longer illegal. Seriously, is COVID gone? You wouldn't think so watching the news, right? It's still there. It's still floating in the air. We've still got all our county commissioners with their fingers on the trigger. Oh, we're going to lock you down again if the numbers go up. Well, excuse me. This is this mentality, this rulership mentality, that idea that throws back to kings. That the king is God, and whatever the king says is godly decree, right? So now the governor can say, oh, this is illegal until Friday. What the heck is the difference between Tuesday and Friday? You know what the difference is, JC? A day in jail and $500. That's what the difference is. There's not a single flipping difference between today and Friday, except for that woman is a day in jail and $500. I'm telling you what, I'm sending her $500. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but JC and Chris Ann Hall on the air in public pledge $500. I'm going to pay a day for her place to be open. Period.
So apparently, if this is legit, and you know, you should always verify these things, but just looking, it looks, you know, this looks legit. So she got a GoFundMe page put up by Rick Heyer, and people obviously on board. So, which you know, you're not talking at the end of the day, you're not talking just her, just the cost to her to operate her business for those few days. This is going to be legal fees. You know, this could be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, because remember, the process is the punishment. So that's how they target people, and they want to make an example out of you. And they, so it is not, it will from here forward not simply be about, you know, whether she apologized, this and that. They will try to bankrupt her.
They will try to destroy her.
Remember Catherine Engelbrecht. who did the get out the voter verification thing and came against Obama administration, Eric Holder. I mean, they destroyed their business. Yes. They actually ran her out of what she was doing. And, you know, so there is a GoFundMe, and people are definitely contributing.
Yeah, so somebody said it was 256,000 at 12:45, and now it's 387,000.
And you might say, well, she don't need any more then, but.
Oh, no. You have no idea how much it's going to cost her. She's going to need it.
And it's about, you know, and not only that, it's about showing the commitment.
Like, right.
We're behind you. See,
we're behind you. We're with you. We believe your liberty more than we support this knucklehead's tyranny.
And this is the thing.
The audacity of, I mean, I can't even, listening to what he said and looking at his face makes my blood boil. The audacity and the meta messaging from this man.
Well, and this is the thing. They want to make an example out of her.
They do.
So we have a chance to make our own example.
Yes, absolutely. Now look.
That's another reason why we're going to be contributing.
This makes me mad. Now you guys can get on me all you want, but this makes me mad too. So I just want to put that up there. So The Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton calls for immediate release of jailed Dallas salon owner Shelley Luther, right? So he says, I want her released. He says, I find it outrageous and out of touch that during this national pandemic, a judge in a county that actually released hardened criminals for fear of contracting COVID would jail a mother for operating her hair salon in attempt to put food on her family's table.
Amen.
The trial judge did not need to lock up Shelley Luther.
Correct.
His order is a shameful abuse of judicial discretion, which seems like another political stunt in Dallas. He should release Miss Luther immediately.
Amen.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Are you ready? Bravo, Attorney General Paxton. But where the heck were you when the governor was issuing the order to shut her business down? Okay, shut her business down. Now look, apparently Greg Abbott is now on board with releasing her. I joined the Attorney General.
If you can't lead, follow.
Yeah, right. If you can't lead, follow. I joined the Attorney General in disagreeing with the excessive action by the Dallas judge putting Shelley Luther in jail for 7 days. Well, you know what? You shouldn't have issued an order that made something a misdemeanor for going back to work, Greg Abbott. I'm not going to give you kudos for following in the footsteps of your Attorney General, for Pete's sakes. I'm going to tell you, number one, you should have never issued an order that made it a misdemeanor for people to go to work. Can you just say that out loud for me, please? The governor made it a misdemeanor for people to go to work. Can we just say that? It became a crime in Texas by the order of the governor, not a law, by the way, because the governor can't pass a law. That's reserved to the legislative branch. The governor made it a crime to go to work. And now he's got his whole head on fire because a judge sentenced to somebody to 7 days in jail following his order, which, by the way, the judge could have put her in jail for 60 days according to the governor's order. And if the governor is so offended by what the judge has done, why is he issuing a press release and not a pardon?
Amen.
I'm just asking. You know, you can go, oh, Abbott, he's such a great guy. He's standing behind her. This is another political stunt, because if he was standing behind her, he wouldn't have made it illegal to go to work in the first place, and he would be pardoning her instead of issuing press releases. So I don't know what to tell you.
And Mr. Paxton, we know you can do better than this.
Come on now.
We've talked to Mr. Paxton. Appreciate what you stand for. So
you can do better. The Attorney General can't issue a pardon.
No.
He cannot issue a pardon.
But he should have been fighting the governor from the get-go.
He should have been fighting the governor from the get-go.
He may have been. He you know, he's the Attorney General. You know how it goes. So he may have been, knowing him. But at the same time, you know, I kudos to him for coming out.
Seriously.
First.
Do you remember when the state attorney fired?
I think Abbott was just shamed. Like, he's just doing that because his
Absolutely.
Attorney General made
shamed
him look bad.
Him.
He doesn't
shamed
care. She probably could have stayed in jail as far as he's concerned.
Yeah.
So
shamed him.
Mr. Paxson showed he had a pair, and then Abbott was like, I got a pair too. Let me go get them in my wife's purse. I'll show you. I got a pair too.
If he had a pair, he'd be pardoning the woman. And then the judge would have to let her out of jail. Just saying, okay? The power of the pardon rests in the governor, and he could be pardoning her right now, and then the judge would have to let her go. I don't get this. I simply don't get it. If you're that offended, if you think it is such a miscarriage of justice, that's what the power of pardon is for. Seriously, that's why the power of pardon is in the hand of the governor. It's a check and balance on the judiciary for judicial misconduct just like this. It's not there to pardon your political buddies, right? It's not there to pardon the big, you know, football team owners.
Mm-hmm.
It's there to pardon people when serious courses of judicial misjustice have occurred, and that's what it ought to be happening. So I don't know. Maybe when Abbott was digging through his wife's purse, he may have found a little pardon slip he could have found there too. But I just, this is outrageous to me. Absolutely outrageous.
It looks like there's a protest in just a few hours. So I hope people show up.
Then they need to shut down. No, they need to protest 24/7 and shut that town down. They need to shut down that county. They need to be complaining like Skip Jarvis complained. I can't get any work done because all these people out here.
Yeah.
Remember when the state attorney fired me for teaching the Constitution? Who was the first person that stood up? The Attorney General of the state of Florida.
That's right.
Right?
That's
Jeff Kottkamp.
Jeff Kottkamp.
Jeff Kottkamp, the Attorney General of the state of Florida, was the first one to stand up and defend me when the state attorney fired me for teaching the Constitution of the United States
and
Tea Party groups.
It sparked the protest. They surrounded the state attorney's office, and the state attorney said he couldn't work for 3 solid days.
Yeah.
And they protested for 3 solid days.
They need to keep protesting, and it needs to be overwhelming, and it will work. It will work. We saw it work. And if anything, look, even if it doesn't change this judge, it should make you feel a lot better for being out there. Seriously. Should make you feel a lot better for being out there. I want to know where the bar complaints are coming against this judge. He needs to be removed from the bench. This is the definition of bad behavior.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I wanted to ask you about how he said what he said. I don't think you didn't play all that part. I don't know if it's on that one. But at some point, he told her that if you simply you apologize. So when he was asking for that apology, didn't he basically say, you know, we'll drop the charges, you'll turn loose or whatever, an apology. Wouldn't that somehow feed into an appeal or a defense in the sense, doesn't that demonstrate?
Here's the thing. He has charged her with contempt, okay? I don't know if you remember, we've had this discussion over time about contempt. And contempt is a civil charge which basically says you've offended the judge and he can now put you in jail for offending him. And you get out of jail from contempt, civil contempt. The sentence The way civil contempt works is they say you hold the keys to your own jail cell. Mm. So you have to agree to not violate the court's order to open your business, right? So she violated the court said, are you shutting your business? She said, heck no, I'm not shutting my business. He says, all right, I'm going to find you in contempt and you're going to go to jail. You hold the keys to your own jail cell. That's how civil contempt works. You apologize and you tell me you're not going to open your business and we'll call it even, right? And that's how civil contempt works. It's totally tyrannical. It's absolutely tyrannical. And to say, okay, that you here's the part. I can see from a legal perspective. I'm not justifying it, but from a legal perspective saying is if you tell me you won't open your business, then I won't enforce this sentence on you, right? But for him to say, okay, you tell me you won't open your business and you apologize, that is over the top, right? I'm not bowing and kissing your ring. I'm not licking your boot. And I'm going to open my business anyway. Keep her open. America will keep her open.
That sounds like John Adams' sedition, Sedition Act.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can't criticize me. Tell me I got a fat rear end.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's crazy. Put that on the list. Ashamed. Put that on the list with sovereign immunity and
civil asset forfeiture,
prosecutorial immunity, and all that nonsense.
Civil asset forfeiture and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always love the guys that always have the reasons why nothing works. You can always identify the people that never do anything.
Right.
Oh, that, yeah, you would say do this. Well, then that's going to happen. They always have, well, then that don't work. Oh, this then, don't work because that.
Then you get these people. Oh, all you guys do is talk. You have no action.
Right.
Yeah. So Ryan Moyer.
Because you follow us around all the time.
Because Ryan Moyer must have just dropped off the planet Mars into our chat room today.
Yeah, whatever.
Because he has no idea what this family actually does. So, Ryan, you need to sort of do some research before you try to come in here and try to tell us that we don't do anything, okay? I don't know. All the naysayers, right? Oh, nothing ever works. Fine. Tell me what you're doing.
I can make
what are you doing, please?
You just make
I want to know.
Make a T-shirt that says, I'm an idiot, and you can just wear that, and it'll save you all the typing and actually talking.
Yeah.
People just know.
Come on. I'm looking at least right now in this list of names. I think there's probably 30
the protest
people in
doesn't
there.
Work. That's after the show we did yesterday of showing the protest that
work.
Opened the beach in
right.
California.
Right.
Oh, protest doesn't work.
Okay. But what I'm saying is
you realize you live in a country that was created by the
protest.
Act of protest?
Yep.
Read much, do you?
Yeah, right. Let's see. The Sons of Liberty, the protest, the Boston Tea Party, that worked. Let's see. The Penelope
Floral,
Parker.
Watch yesterday's show.
Yeah.
I just answered that question.
Watch yesterday's show, Floral Bouquet. You will
bouquet.
See.
Floral Bouquet.
Bouquet. Floral Bouquet.
Must be French.
You'll see where protest works, right? You'll see it. It works. By the way, it worked in Hillsborough County. We did it in Hillsborough
Correct.
County. And we got our county to completely dismiss their safer at home order. And just because the media doesn't tell you that, please, come on now. Get out of the media, start plugging in. What I was trying to say, JC.
Ryan wasn't talking about us.
Oh, he wasn't? Oh, I'm sorry, Ryan. Thank you.
And I wasn't referring to Ryan. I was referring to the other. This
right,
doesn't work.
You.
That doesn't work. Okay.
I accept
work.
My
Fine.
Humble apologies, Ryan. Chatting, you know, this stuff is limited in its capacity. But I was just trying to say, you know, you could look at anybody in this room at any given time on this screen. There's probably five people who could spend 30 minutes talking about what we've done over the last 11 years. That's why they're here, right? 260 classes in over 200 in over 22 states every single year for 7 years. Every day doing what we're doing.
Floral wants to start shooting people. Hey, man, whatever.
You know what? If that's the case, can I just go ahead and give them right?
Go for it.
All right. If you think that shooting is the only thing that's going to work, you need to sell everything that you have right now. Sell it. Quit your job. Sell everything that you have. Sell everything that you have and get to work at preventing that. Because the bottom line is you're ignorant about history. You're ignorant about civil war. And I do not want to have my son fighting a battle because people were too lazy to protest. I already apologized, Ryan. I'm calm. I'm sorry. But it just, this is just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I don't have any regard for people who are like, nothing works, so let's go shoot people. Okay, so apparently, you know what, go off to some other, your own island and start shooting people. We don't want that here yet. This is not how we work. This is not how civil government works and civilization works. So, JC, I had some stuff up today, but maybe we'll bump it till tomorrow because it's already after 7. And frankly, I think something's happened to our air conditioner. So I'm dying in here. I'm dying in here. All right. So, hey, Ryan, we get passionate about what we do. We're all passionate people. So we love our people. We get passionate about what we do. We don't ding anybody for being passionate, so don't ding us, right? That's what we do. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Richard, for your kind words. But we are going to sign off for today and say we'll see you.
Ryan makes the point. Mm-hmm. You said protest only works if it's massive. And we actually made that point yesterday. We talked about, because you compared the two,
massive,
not massive, but you, it, you, it's not like you by yourself. You can't.
Right.
Yeah, that's not particularly effective. So, you know, you.
No, an individual protest is not a protest.
No.
That's just martyrdom. Martyrdom, right. So you gotta unify your people together. And that's what we're doing with the Dallas salon owner. We're unifying behind her.
And I believe
she took the stand and we're taking up her message.
And I believe that's what's supposed to be happening. The protest at InfoWars is organizing tonight, I believe at 9 at the jail. So the idea is get so many people.
Yeah, at the jail. That's a good spot.
Yeah.
Thank you, bearded fisherman, for your kind
words. But it does work. It does work. That doesn't mean it always works. No, it doesn't. It doesn't always work. Oh. We know that. But it does work. So the saying it doesn't always work is not the same thing as it doesn't work.
Right.
It does work. It has worked. It is working. Can we show you places where the protest didn't work? Yeah, we showed you one yesterday. We showed you where a protest didn't work, and we showed you where a protest did work. And you can analyze the strategy and what was going on there, and location and different things.
And
that's why we said, know where you are, know the elements, and
know your audience.
You have to have strategy.
Yeah. And we took 2 weeks and overturned a county board that was intent. Now, this county board in Hillsborough County wanted to lock us down in our homes, not let us out. Then they wanted to mandate masks on us. Then they wanted to mandate a curfew on us. Then they wanted to mandate testing before we could open up our businesses, right? They wanted to do all this crazy stuff. And in 2 weeks, we not only stopped them from doing it, we got them to revoke their entire order by protesting. And if you want to know how that protest works, then what you need to do is go get this, because this is the protest that we did. What I give you right here is the email messages and the phone call messages that we made that caused a county to drop their order. And I believe that we had a very strong influence on our governor as well.
Yeah, and we called into the meetings when they did the public comments and things like that. And I just, I think it was Thomas Massey was just talking about the other day, again, to the point of strategy and what works where. Massey made the point of calls over email for up there at federal level where he's at. He said, email's not as effective as call. Go ahead and call.
Yeah.
So, again, that's a strategy, but you have to know, you have to know your particular situation.
One last time, Nate, roll tide.
I knew you were going to say that. I was about to mute you if I could catch you.
Thank you, Florida Bearded Fisherman, for your kind words and your super chat. He says, has this guy bought 500 constitutions and hand them out? I have.
Amen.
Yeah, somebody said we need to print our, that's Florida Bearded Fisherman, said we need to print out our own constitutions and sell them in bulk so we can give them out. Look, there are great constitutions out there. I'm not going to be in the constitution writing business, but you do have to
I believe
to
they
be
already
careful.
Wrote the Constitution.
Yeah.
pretty much. I'm pretty sure somebody already did that.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that part.
Yeah, but there's some good publications. Now,
actually, you have. You have done that. You did help do that.
In Liberia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I helped write the Constitution of Liberia.
You did help write a constitution.
Mm-hmm. I did.
And we talked to another national leader about potential constitutional things if certain things
Well, in the last few weeks, I've worked with several countries, people in their countries with their constitutions. Because
that's true. This same country I was thinking about.
Yeah, same country. Well,
we met with
very high
leader.
You can now add Australia to that. You can now add England to that. And we've been trying to help people all over the world.
That's part of your...
As we do nothing.
Part of your doing nothing?
Part of my doing nothing. All right. God bless you guys. I hate saying goodbye to you guys sometimes. It really do. It's a lot of fun being here. But I have more work to do while I'm doing nothing today. And producing the show doing nothing. And then getting an article out doing nothing. And so thank you guys. God bless you. And have a great day.